HarperCollins presents The Secret Orphan by Glynis Peters, read by Anna Cordell. Chapter 1, 14th of November, 1940, Coventry, England. Boom! Boom! The ground vibrated with each explosion. Unfamiliar sounds surrounded Rose Sherborne as her body received blow after blow from displaced items of furniture. She jumped when shattering glass hit falling bricks, and everything around her crashed under their weight. Boom! Another explosion, followed by the sound of metal hitting metal, echoed around Rose's ears, and her breath came thick and fast. Through the opening of what was once the front room, a sudden blast of hot air blew both her and her mother off their feet. Rose's body fell against something hard, and a searing pain shot through her back. For a few seconds she could not see, and she blinked, only to feel fine dust falling on her cheeks and into her eyes yet again. She wiped it away with the back of her hand and prepared herself to scrabble upright. Boom! A wall fell around her, and unable to move, both with fear and because something was pinning down her right leg, Rose took a moment to catch her breath. Above her, an intense whistling sound screamed from the sky, followed by an eerie whooshing sound. A continuous whistle followed. Rose held her breath. The sound meant only one thing. Another bomb would explode within seconds, and all she could do was pray it was away from her home. Boom! The rest of the wall fell, and she watched helplessly.